Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher.
My name is Yaolin Yu Fisher.
Thanks very much for tuning in. We've got an excellent podcast for you for this March 17th, 2010. It's a Wednesday and it's our 373rd podcast. So glad you're here. We're going to be talking about some Hawaii news. We're also going to be going over things and words that you should know and remember before you come to Hawaii, because you're going to hear some funny things, and we want to prepare you for that. That came in from a podcast listener question, actually, Ollie. We'll also be going over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, that's just a great segment for you, because we go over numbers, prices. What do things cost? How much is it going to cost for my trip to Hawaii? Hopefully, we're going to ease that pain for you if you booked with Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're in Hawaii, Hawaii's experts. You can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com.
Or you can give us a call at 1-800-843-8771 or email us at podcast@hawaii-aloha.com. And you can find Bruce on Twitter and me on Twitter, Aloha Bruce. Aloha Yaolin, and also on Facebook.
That's right. Also on Facebook, and also on MySpace, and this space, and that space, and just about everywhere.
What base?
Yeah. And of course, if you are on the web, and you can please check out our blog, which is hawaii-aloha.com blog, and our podcast, and our videos, and we're constantly promoting Hawaii and offering up a lot of content so that you can learn everything about Hawaii. Wow, we had an interesting weekend. Very interesting weekend. I got to tell you the story because it's really kind of funny. Okay. Started off Friday night. We went to a meeting. We had this meeting we had to go to. Let me lower this music here. And, you know, went to the meeting. It was fine. You know, we learned a little bit. It was about Facebook. It was a local meeting here. Yeah, we did a little thing about Facebook. And then after we had, we were meeting some friends at a wine bar called Amuse.
Amuse.
Yeah, Amuse Wine Bar. It's at the Design Center. If you like wine, this is a great place to go.
Yeah, or sake.
Yeah, or sake. Yeah, they actually have a whole sake bar there. You know, it's cool because you can put in your card and you can charge that card up like Dave and Buster's, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just filled with wine. You know, you can push different, you can taste a bunch of different wines. So we were sitting around talking, and then our friends asked us, you know, by the way, Bruce, how long have you been married? And then I looked at Yaolin and I said, how long have we been married? And she looks at me and I look at her. It was kind of like this. And we both knew what was wrong. What was wrong was that we had forgotten our anniversary. We had totally forgotten our anniversary this year. Has that ever happened to you? I mean, can you believe that? And we've been together 10 years. It'll be our 9th anniversary.
Usually, every year before the wedding anniversary, I say, do you know what is next week? Can we do this?
Right.
Can we do it?
Isn't she a great wife?
What? What were you up? And then, this year.
You remember? Yeah, she'll give me a hint. You know, she's a great wife. You know, she'll give me the hints so that I won't forget. You know what I mean? So this year I didn't get the reminder call.
Get zero. I got a reminder for my dear birthday.
Yeah. You always get reminders for the birthday, but they didn't remember that it was your anniversary either.
Mm-mm.
No, nobody remembered it was our anniversary, and we had totally forgotten. And come in here a little closer because you're like not on the way in today. And so, can you move the chair over or sit closer?
Is it
can
here?
You move your butt to there? But it was really, really funny. And I thought you'd get a kick out of hearing that. I mean, we totally forgot our own anniversary. Isn't that terrible?
Everybody's just like, ha ha ha.
Yeah, we should put it in our Google Calendar. That's what somebody said in the, the live stream. Yeah, a little like reminder. I mean, with all this technology, you'd think we'd be able to remember our own anniversary. So it was kind of embarrassing. So we announced it, and then we started celebrating. Got totally blasted. And then
how many years?
10 years.
10 fingers.
10 fingers. We've been together 9 years, married 10 years, and we met on April 1st, which is kind of ironic, April Fool's Day. So, and it was March 7th. So, we had totally forgotten our anniversary.
Oh my God, first time.
So, to celebrate our anniversary, we are going to go to Maui this weekend. So we're headed over to Maui. We're gonna have
half a job.
And we're gonna be staying at the Hyatt for one night, and we're gonna be staying at the Grand Wailea. I want to thank the Carolyn over at the Hyatt who just. In fact, Paul, you're in here. Thanks to Paul, we were, you know, one of the top sellers over there at the Hyatt on Maui. And she actually, for a change, knew who we were. You know, we called up and they actually knew who we were, thanks to Paul. So, very happy about that. And they bent over backwards and they got us in because there was no...
we need to do another review about it.
Yeah, and I'm going to do another review. My last review, I have to admit, my last review of the Hyatt wasn't that stellar, wasn't that great.
Not that perfect.
And I tell it like it is, so hopefully they'll we'll have a good experience.
See what happens each time.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. And then over to the Grand Wailea for one night. And that's where we're going to celebrate our anniversary. And
plus, it really review because the Grand Wailea will be something different.
Yeah. I'm going to really review it. I mean, if it's, you know, I'm going to tell the truth. So watch out. I mean, I've already said that I'm not that thrilled with the Grand Wailea, you know, in some aspects because of the way they nickel and dime folks. What do I have these on for? I don't need these on. But we're going to see it for ourselves. And Patrick over there is taking good care of us at the Grand Wailea. So
we'll see.
We'll see what they do. We'll see if they want to try and bribe us. We can be bought.
No.
We'll see. It should be
no.
Fun. We should be able to have a great time there. So we're very excited about our trip, and we're going to be celebrating. We'll probably go to Capiche. We should probably make reservations at Capiche.
Call Terry.
Yeah, we'll call Terry over there. Well, Terry.
Our friend Terry was.
Right. We'll do that. Yeah. So anyway, that's what we got coming up.
Yeah.
So now let's talk about some news we got. Hawaii, you know, Iolani Palace. If you're coming to Oahu, Iolani Palace is probably one of the most historical locations, one of the most popular. Well, it really wasn't one of the most popular places for people to go. But I was very surprised to see that Iolani Palace received 80,362 visitors in 2009. That was the highest ever since it opened in 1978. And this is a historic tourist attraction. It's in Honolulu. And it's actually the nation's royal residence. And the reason I mention is because a lot of times we forget to go there. And it really is a great thing to see. And we need to get back there. I don't think you've ever been to the palace, have you?
No. I only passing by.
Passing by. Well, we're going to have to take you there. And
we do our own tour.
You know, there's so many historic things to see on Oahu. That's one you want to put in there because it's obviously very popular. Almost $1 million in ticket sales. Yeah. And it's now opens on Mondays because the demand was so high. It used to be closed on Mondays. Tour options vary from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And it goes Monday through Saturday. Sunday, they're closed.
Wow.
So just wanted to mention that in the news segment here. Also, Honolulu is ranked third among 43 U.S. metropolitan areas in America as one of the greenest cities. Now, I was surprised at this, and this is great news, because over the weekend, I got into this thing. Over the weekend. Did you notice that about
me? What thing?
Well, I got into this thing where I just kept noticing how much trash
I accumulate.
It's like... You know, everything has a package. Everything has something in it. Everything.
On Friday.
Yeah, on Friday. And so I started to get really self-conscious about it.
Because we went to the...
Oh, yeah, by the way, on Saturday, we went to the Honolulu Festival. I forgot to mention that because we've been talking a lot about the Honolulu Festival, and it was fantastic. Just fantastic. I put up a couple of videos of it. We had a did I say fantastic? It was a fantastic time. We really did have a terrific time there. And we got to see all these multiculturals. And I took a video, some really good videos. I haven't gotten to all of them up yet, but I took one of my favorite performances is the Gaitu, I can't pronounce the name. It's just this long Japanese name, but it's up there. And they've been at the festival since the beginning. Mm-hmm. And this is a wonderful troupe. They call them bins in Chinese, bin troupe. And it was just fantastic. We had a great time. And it was there that I started noticing but right before that, just how much. First, we were at that place, Don Quixote's. Don Quixote's, which is a place here. And I noticed a wooden keyboard.
and mouse.
Wooden keyboard and mouse. Eco-friendly wooden keyboard and mouse. Anyway, I don't know why I'm getting off into this tangent, but you know what? We all got to start being careful of all the garbage we create, because just each of us, if you just, you know, just cut down a little bit, like I started reusing the same plastic fork at the thing. Mm-hmm. Because we were wasting so much. Anyway, I was really happy to hear that Hawaii is such a green state, and I was very surprised about it because, you know, we didn't start recycling here until a couple of years ago. And it takes into a lot of considerations like environmental factors, because we have such a great environment here, traffic congestion, use of water, the quality of the carbon emissions, and all those kinds of fun things. And also the number of green jobs. Honolulu is ranked 33rd. For green jobs, which isn't that high, actually.
It's not a high.
But, Oh, no. Honolulu is ranked 33rd for travel time, 6th for use of public transit, 2nd in another thing having to do with transportation. And a lot of green projects are here.
15 so, on the floor.
And the other reason I mentioned that for you coming in for your Hawaii vacation, you want to try and keep that, you know, take care of the aina. You know, Hawaiians were always very concerned about the aina, and that's the land. And you want to keep that in mind when you're here. And we also have a lot of volunteerism going on here in the state, which helps the green environment. Mm-hmm. And also we have like Jack Johnson, who, you know, the famous musician, who's doing the Kokua Festival, and he's, you know, all about the green and the environment.
Educating kids.
So just keep that in mind when you're here. Please take care of our aina. Very important, and it was great to see that. Also, from time to time, we talk about gas prices. Gas prices are on the rise again. They rose 5%. You know what made me think of that? The other day, you were riding by and said, I think gas went up again. Yes, it did. And this is important when you're renting a car. I always want to remind people, yeah, it's nice to have the Jeep. It's nice to have the big car. But remember, you're going to pay for gas. And it's the average was $3.37 for gas.
I don't know how much in California, but yeah.
Well, that's more than the national average. The national average rose 3 cents. We rose 5 cents. So, not good. So keep that in mind. And you can always go to HonoluluGasPrices.com or GasBuddy.com and check out those prices before you get here to Hawaii. And you're going to be starting to drive your car around, because it's going to cost a little bit of money. So now today's topic of the day is actually Ollie is in here, and Ollie asked the question, a very good question. He goes, I don't want to piss off the locals when I come here. I want to make sure I know what things people say, you know, terminology, things, words that I should know. And regardless of what island you're going to go to, you're going to probably hear a lot of words that may not be familiar, but especially pidgin words. And it might throw you off at first, but it's really, they're very easy to get used to and understand. Gesundheit, Illingus.
Thank you.
Gesundheit. And rule one is, if you're uncomfortable with some of the words, don't say them. If you want to piss off local people, you'll try to say words that you can't say. Okay, you're going to sound really silly, and then me included. I'm here 20 years, and I don't say some of these things because I know I sound really funny, you know, saying them. But I'm going to make an attempt here today on a few of them. And here are some of the basic ones. I've actually gotten very long-winded here. But let's go over some of the akamai. You know, I use akamai a lot here. That means intelligent. Now, some of these are pidgin words. Some of these are just Hawaiian words that are used in the language and are very popular words. Yeah. Of course, you know the popular ones, aloha, mahalo. Those are okay to say, but don't run around saying it every 5 seconds. People, you know.
People, no, you're a tourist.
Yeah. They know you. You want to be a tourist. You want to look like a tourist. Say that every 5 seconds. But akamai is one I like to use a lot. It means, like, to me, I use it as like specialty. You can use it as, you know, what is your specialty? But it really means intelligent, smart, and knowing what's going on. I use it sometimes, you know, I'm akamai about something. You know, intelligent, I'm smart about something. What? Oh, of course, pal. We're going to get to pal. That's for sure. Another one you might hear is baboos. Ever hear baboos? That means you're a screw up. Hopefully you won't hear that. If somebody says baboos to you, not good, watch out. Okay?
Do you hear all the time?
I hear that quite often. You baboos. Okay? Another one is brudda or bra. You know, hey, bra. And you'll hear that. And as you would guess, that's a local way of saying brother or pal, you know. Mm-hmm. You most often hear it as, hey, brah, hey, brah. And another one you might hear is bugga. Hey, you bugga. That means this could be a guy or a girl or a thing. Its connotation is usually friendly to describe something troublesome. Like, oh, hey, you bugga, you know. Bumbai is another one. That means later on. Mm-hmm. Another one you hear is bummas. Hey, that's a bummas. Obviously, it's bummer. You know, that's mm-hmm. an easy one. Expressing disappointment or, you know, unhappiness. Another one we say here is chicken skin. You can, that gives me chicken skin, brah. How was that?
What's that?
That give me chicken skin, brah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm spraying it. That's the bumps on your skin when you get the chills, you know?
So like
goosebumps. The same thing as goosebumps, you know? Another one you'll hear a lot is dakine. Dakine. And that's, you know, it's a word that represents almost anything. When you can't think of the word, you say, hey, dakine. You can replace words by saying dakine. It can literally mean anything and everything. Hmm. And we're not going to have time for packages, by the way. We're running out of time. Yeah. Another one we hear is for real.
Oh,
for real? Which is, are you kidding? Are you sure? You know, for real? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it very good. I have terrible pigeon. I'm not good at pigeon. Grinds, you know, no grinds, like good grinds, good food. It usually means you know, good food. Another thing you might hear is hanaho. Hanaho means like encore. Like you might see that when you're hearing, you know, a band play, a local mm-hmm. band play. You'll hear hanaho, hanaho. That means, you know, more. We want to hear more.
Yeah.
We're running out of time. There's lots and lots of them. Lolo is dumb or slow. So if somebody says, you lolo, bro. In other words, if you ask somebody where's the bathroom and they go the lua, that means the bathroom.
Oh, make sure what's the male, what's the female.
Another one, another one is okole. Okole means your ass or your butt. And then what Paul was saying is pow. Pow. Finished. Yeah, another one is hey, try wait. That's another good one. Uh-huh. There's so many of them. There's a whole list of them on our blog. Check it out. And the other one is remember shaka. Always good to throw a shaka. Don't throw it every 5 seconds, but it's always good to throw a shaka. It means hang loose. It means good and all that fun stuff. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that helps you out. We'll go over some of these others next time, but don't try to memorize them. But if you become familiar with some of these things, you'll kind of expect it. And you're going to have a great encounter here. Don't worry about it. People are not going to get all upset with you if you don't know some of these words and stuff. So.
Yeah.
Hopefully that helps you out. So that's going to wrap it up. We just ran out of time. We don't have time for packages today. We'll go over them next time. Is that okay? And we want to thank you for tuning in. Hopefully you're going to be here soon. We won't be having a podcast Friday. We will be back next Wednesday, a week from today. And we'll have lots of stuff to talk about. I'm going to talk a lot about Maui because I haven't been there in a while. So it'll give me a chance to catch up with some stuff that's going on there. I'm hoping to go whale watching. It depends on. You know, we may not be able to do it. She gets seasick, unfortunately. But we'll definitely be doing snorkeling, and we're going to do horseback riding, and we're going to try to do the zip lining. Last time I tried to do zip lining, I chickened out. I have to admit, a little wimpy about it. What a bugger. Anyway, hopefully that helps you out. We're going to check on out of here. Thanks very much for tuning in. We'll see you next Wednesday. And until next time, for my beautiful wife, Yaling, and myself, we'll say aloha and mahalo.